The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
We are at it again.
I know.
With yet another candidate episode.
I'm excited.
This is exciting.
Yes, it is.
We're doing yet another candidate election.
I know. Not election.
We got to do another candidate election on November 8th.
Yes,
so
you didn't let me finish.
We're not electing anybody today, unless something drastically changes in Trenton that I didn't know
in
about.
In the next couple minutes.
Right. But we are going to bring on another candidate
mm-hmm.
who's running for the South Ward of Trenton. But
yes.
First, before we bring her on, we have yet another guest with us.
Who could that be?
Well, she's a specialist.
She is.
Yeah. She's the former West Ward Councilwoman
mm-hmm.
of Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Annette Lartigue is here with us again. Hello,
Yay.
Annette.
With attitude.
Okay.
That's right.
See, I said last time, you're a badass West Ward Councilwoman. I don't care who.
She's going to challenge you on everything.
No matter what I say, I'm wrong. Right. I know that from being married. I know going in, I'm
there
wrong.
You go. Good
going
man.
In, I'm wrong.
Good okay. man.
At least he understands the assignment.
That's yeah. right. That's
Thank you,
right.
Annette, for that. I don't care whoever is the West Ward councilman or councilwoman ever again.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart, she'll always be just really the ultimate councilwoman, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the way she would stroll into chambers like a cat, I'm telling you. And that was all fake.
No.
That was all state. That wasn't
a
the real
lioness.
Annette. This is the real Annette.
Yeah. Well, she's still like that. She's still a lioness.
Yeah, but she's a little bit more approachable now.
Well, yeah, now.
Then I was scared. Oh, my God. I was very scared of this woman. But yet fascinated at the same time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Anyway, hello, Annette.
Hi, Frank.
How are you? I'm over here.
You told me to look at the mic.
Okay, good. You know what? Good. Good girl. Stay looking at the mic. It's good to see you again. I hope you had a good time last time you were with us.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Good.
What did you like about it?
I liked that I got a chance to know some things about the person who was on this last week.
Oh, okay.
I learned a lot, too. It was really eye-opening.
I'm really excited because I'm actually learning some stuff about council I never knew in the 20 years we're here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
It's good stuff. Yeah. So we have a little nugget drop this week before we bring on the candidate. Annette's going to give us a little wisdom.
A little education.
Very, very brief.
Mm-hmm.
Just another topic about council and what goes on. Annette, why don't you bless Podcastia with this little nugget of truth.
Trenton has a budget that must be adopted every year. That budget is a zero-based budget.
Oh, what does that mean?
Zero-based budgeting means that whatever you're allotted, you're supposed to spend.
Okay.
What you don't spend goes back to its source.
Oh.
What?
That sounds like you should spend it then.
If you have it.
Yeah.
When you say the source, what does that mean?
So if the funding comes from the state or the federal government or some grant, if it's not spent, it should be returned. Now, with grants, you will have an allotted period of time to spend, and that may be a little different.
Okay.
But as a whole, we function under a zero-based budgeting. And our budget is structurally unsound.
Oh,
there's a deficit.
Goodness.
So right now, that's how it stands. Okay.
That's how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And unless there are some drastic changes...
Mm-hmm.
We will have a budget deficit.
I know what deficit means, but what is a budget deficit specifically? So we're operating in debt?
We're operating at a deficit.
Okay.
For example, I think the current mayor did an excellent job at a forum explaining that no matter what happens, for example, we have $100. We need $150 to meet the need.
Oh, okay.
And we cannot tax our way out of the deficit.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, because then we have to fix it.
Right.
No. And that's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, as citizens. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I mean by we.
So yeah. The state has a huge lump of property, and they provide a stipend for it.
Right.
They need to pay a lot more. It's gotcha. Worth millions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right, because we're in the state capital, so the state buildings don't give us the financial, that, like, say, a regular city, which would have businesses in those places and housing in those places that could be taxed. The state is occupying that space. Right?
The state is occupying very valuable
space.
Wow, man.
Gotcha. Space, riverfront space.
Right.
And if you look at most urban communities, right. You'll see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a budget deficit, where there's a structural deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm always amazed when people run for office and they talk about fixing the budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to fix it, right?
Tell me how.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
All right.
I'm going to be tough on crime. I'm going to work on education. How are you going to do this?
Right.
Yeah.
Not your purview.
The 20 years that we're here, I got to say, mm-hmm. learning what we learned about the clerk and about now zero-based budgeting,
mm-hmm.
I almost feel a little guilty that I didn't know. Actually, I don't feel a little guilty.
Well, I don't feel guilty, but I feel like, oh, wow, amazed. Why wasn't I paying attention?
How do we not know this?
Yeah, I should have known this. Exactly. Yeah, but
how are we not spending money?
Right.
Come on.
Well, because I think when our lives are good and you're doing your thing and you're working and you're paying your bills, you tend to kind of let other things slip by.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's everything's okay. Why investigate?
So just to be clear, mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that they're not spending the money.
Right, right.
I am advising that it's zero-based budgeting.
No, I get it.
You're just informing. Yeah,
I get that. I'm suggesting it, but I understand.
No, right.
Okay. All right. So.
Yes, moving on.
Time to bring on the candidate.
Yes.
Thank you, Annette, for that. Running for the South Ward Council seat.
Yes.
Is Miss Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg. Jenna, you have 10 minutes on the clock to explain to Podcastia your platform.
Hello, everybody. I am super excited to be here. I am Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg, and I am running for South Ward Council in the city of Trenton. I am a lifelong Trenton resident. I've served for, 19 years as an investigator for the state of New Jersey. I went to grad school, and I stayed here. I invested here. I bought my house here. The things that I would love to accomplish for the South Ward, and the reason why I'm running really quickly, is because I've watched a systematic decline in the city of Trenton. Being here my entire life, once being able to be a child who got to play in the streets, had friends, you know, we had rules when we needed to be home. We all walked to school no matter where we were at in the city, whether it was whatever school we were walking to in the South Ward, our junior high, our high school. It was just a different dynamic then. We didn't have to worry about some of the things we have to worry about now. The decline in just quality of life, the decline in how people value lives, the decline in governance that we've watched over the years is something that I just feel like I want to step up and be a voice and be an advocate for the city to help get things back on track. Before I get into my platform, I think that everybody needs to be aware that when you're voting for your candidate in your ward, you also need to be paying strong attention to who is running at large, because we need to make sure that we are electing people who are thinking of corroboration, people who want to be on the same page, people who are forward thinking for the city, people without ego, people without agenda. We want to make sure that the people we are electing are willing to work with our mayor on things that are being presented that are valuable to the city of Trenton, and people who are not going to be, you know, shooting things down just because they want to be a shining star eventually. So please pay attention to that. For the South Ward, some things are different than in other wards, and I have created my platform around that, but also know that I am an advocate for the city as a whole. I did not just stay in the South Ward my entire life, and without Trenton, I would not be the woman that I am today. I feel like I have learned so much in my growth. What we need to do is we need to demand higher security for some of our high crime areas in the city of Trenton. And with that, we need to be making sure that we are developing better relationships between our police officers and our residents. There's a disrespect on both ends. Police officers don't necessarily respect the residents. Residents don't necessarily respect police officers. And that creates havoc, fear, inability to adhere to rules and standards, as well as inability to respect. We need to definitely work on that. And police officers do not need to live in the city. I'm not saying that they necessarily have to, but I think that we should create incentives for them to live in the city, live amongst the people, so that they can have a sense of community. They know who they are policing. I think that that is a very valid point. Trend Waterworks, obviously, we need to ensure that we have safe drinking water. As a council member, I will definitely be ensuring that we are spending within our budget. But if Trend Waterworks says, hey, we need more chemicals for this, or we need valves for this, or we need this, so that we can ensure that Trenton, Lawrence, Ewing, Hamilton, our surrounding municipalities that are served by Trenton Waterworks, get proper drinking water to standard, then I will absolutely be approving that. And we need to make sure that council is not withholding funds for whatever reason. You know, we are responsible. Trenton Waterworks wants to stay Trenton owned, then that's what we need to do. Controlling reckless spending. We have way too much money right now going out for needless lawsuits, people's feelings getting hurt, people disrespecting one another. We're paying for these lawsuits. This is ridiculous. We need to make sure that the allocation of funds in the budget is going where it needs to be. So it's our job to really analyze the budget as it is given to us by the administration and making sure that where the money needs to go, it is going to those places. All this extra money in lawsuits, all this extra money in hiring contractors, when they keep coming back to the table and saying, hey, we need this extra money now because we noticed that this was broken, or we noticed that this needs extra attention, or this needs extra attention. If we hire one, the lowest qualified bidder, responsible bidder, or if we hire labor when the contracts are over $20,000, then we can assure that our monies are getting spent wisely and in the best feasible manner. Another thing that I want to work on, and I know not everybody is a fan of, but I want to hold our homeowners, our landlords accountable for their properties. You know, we all need to be taking care of our own properties, but when you don't own a property, you don't always have that mentality to maintain, to fix it, to hold it to code. And it is the landlord's responsibility. So if they are going to rent or lease a property and they don't want to be accountable for, let's say the renter is putting their garbage out too early or leaving it out if it wasn't picked up, but they don't have the proper resources to call the city to come back up and get that garbage, and they are not putting it back in their home until the next garbage pickup day, that's just a simple example, then there should be a fine. There should be a fine. There are ordinances and they should be enforced. There should be a fine. And if the landlord wants to put in place in a lease that the tenant is responsible for this, great, fine. Make the tenant responsible for that. Make that a possibility. If not, then the tenant should be responsible. For code on homes, on their houses, structure, I understand that there's a lack of inspectors. I understand that when Tony Mack was in office, that what we got from the state was significantly low. And not only was it the Trenton police that was affected, but it also was city workers. We've never recovered from that deficit for city workers, city hall employees, as well as police officers. And we are still struggling to get in front of it. We know that when Chris Christie was in office, we got $6 million in state funds. We know that we recently got $20 million from Phil Murphy. If we're paying dollar for dollar for our property taxes, we should be getting $47 million in the capital city of Trenton. So we need to really be paying attention to those things. And two other things, I definitely want to help people and encourage people and help with local banks in assisting people in becoming homeowners. I know the process for me was grueling. I had no experience. I had nobody helping me. And 11 years ago, turning 30 years old, I purchased my first home on my own. It was not easy, but I did it. And I want to make sure that people know that it is possible. You know, my credit score back then probably was not the stellar credit score that it is today, but I made it happen. You know, I paid off debts and I worked. I was a hustler, like in terms of I had my career, I was paying my student loans, and I had my part-time jobs, and I made it happen. And I need to make sure that people understand that anything like that is possible, and you need to be investing in yourself. You need to be making sure that you are getting equity, and we need people to invest in the city. And then finally, you know, and this is just personal to me, I really want to make sure that we can reopen the South Ward Library that has been closed for far too long. I understand that when George Michel was our acting mayor, there was $1 million set aside for that library that disappeared. And I don't know where that money went, don't know how it disappeared, but that money was supposed to be for the restoration of the library. And I really hope to reopen that and find out what it would cost for us to reopen that library. I think that that would definitely be shelter in hand for our kids and for other adults, and will help clean up South Broad Street.
Okay.
Wow. That was good.
2 seconds to spare. Jeez,
she tried to get everything in there. Wow.
Toastmasters class recently or what?
Wow. I did. My one chance.
Okay, so Annette, how do you feel about this one?
I want to make a few points first, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I appreciate, admire, and respect the police department. Mm-hmm. EMT, they have a tough job, but yes, they should live in the city.
Yes.
They take that money, our cars, and they go to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And their cars are parked. They're sending a message. There's a police officer here. I want the same thing in the city.
1,000%.
And that's also for the department heads who work in the city. But let's talk a little bit about that allocation that you spoke to relative to the South Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was allocated, was it appropriately allocated? So the message is that there was $1 million and it's missing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that it was an appropriate mm-hmm. allocation.
Right.
And that's important for the residents. Mm-hmm. You have to know where those allocations are coming from and if they're yes. appropriate.
Oh, wait, can I just interrupt? What do you mean by allocations?
So, for example, Jenna said there was $1 million allocated mm-hmm. when George Michel was on council.
Right.
He may very well have allocated it. It may not have been an appropriation
mm-hmm.
that was legit.
So it didn't disappear. It went where maybe it was supposed to go somewhere else, and it went somewhere else.
He may have allocated and said, oh, I'm going to take this money from here. He doesn't have the authority to do that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. We're not saying he did that.
No, we're just.
No.
I'm not right. saying he did that. Okay. I'm saying it's important for you to understand when elected officials say, I'm allocating $10 million, where is it going to come from?
Okay.
Where is it going to come right. from? Is mm-hmm. it really there?
Okay.
Or is it a thought?
Okay.
That's important.
Well, gotcha. Well, what I had said was that when he was acting mayor, I was just informed that there was that money put into an account specifically for the Skelton Library to be revamped, and then that money disappeared. That's the only thing that I have about that. So, yeah, it wasn't why he was a councilman, though.
Jenna mm-hmm. made an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
It's what she was told.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. Absolutely. Yes.
Where it came from, mm-hmm. if it actually existed, we don't know.
Right.
Agreed.
You know, gotcha. People, when they're sitting, they say a lot of things.
Right.
But you made some really good points about some of the things you wanted to do. And I appreciate that. So a library.
Mm-hmm.
You have a library happening in your mind. That's something you'd like to see happen. Start one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Yes.
You could.
Mm, really?
A drop-in library at different places. Chris, you could donate books
mm-hmm.
and Jenna could set something up that might say, hey, you can stop by the grocer at whatever street and there are free books there.
Mm.
Well, wait, don't we have a building in the South Ward that could be used yes. as a library?
We have a building that
why can't
could
you
be
use
used.
That?
It's not ready.
The cost to restore it, to rehab it.
Okay.
Similar to Trenton High.
Is excessive.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about allocation, budget deficits, structural deficits.
Mm-hmm.
So what has to happen is there are certain things by law that must happen first in every budget. Water, fire, trash collection, sewer, that mm-hmm. type. Those things
right,
are mandatory.
Right, the priority ones, right.
Mm-hmm. They're mandatory and they're going to happen. So when you have a structural deficit, the library that we so desperately want might not be on the agenda.
Right.
But could be a part of agenda with a little bit of creativity. And ensuring that books are available.
Gotcha.
Okay. And yeah. even your local WISE, the CYO, could be a drop-in, pick-up, reading, library opportunity. It doesn't have to be all sports.
Mm-hmm.
If that place is still functioning, it could be used for a number of reasons. So mixed use and how we do things around the city is going to have to change. We don't have any money. Jenna, why should I vote for you?
apart from me just being awesome?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
No.
You need a little bit more than the awesomeness.
No, I mean, okay, so I mentioned that I have been an investigator for 19 years for the state of New Jersey in that capacity, which means that I know what it is to be unbiased, to be non-biased, to learn the facts, to speak to people, to ask appropriate questions, and to gather all my information before I make a decision. That is something that I have done well for 19 years, let me just say. Other than that, I have no horse in the game in terms of I'm not trying to take the next step with this. I literally just believe that Trenton needs good governance, good leadership, sound individuals who just want the best for the city of Trenton and really has no agenda other than the people. I am born and raised here. The people of Trenton are my people. We are one. Like, I don't look at anybody differently. And I want to make sure that what we are putting forward in the city of Trenton, my voice is there for the people to make sure that we are trying to move the city forward. We are trying to grow this city. We are trying to make this city the metropolis that it should be as the capital city. And not only in the South Ward, but for the city as a whole. Because the city is only as strong as its wards are going to be. So if we get people in this council, in all four wards that are strong, and it's and three strong at-large people, and I know I'm wishing for a lot, but if we can do that, or at least a majority of people who literally see the same vision as I do, see our capital city, which was once the capital of the United States three different times in our history, if we can all see our vision for this city moving forward, better quality of life for everybody, opportunities, redevelopment, economic development, rehashing a lot of these abandoned buildings, getting people in there, initiatives, then we can see growth in this city. And I feel like for me, I have, like I said, I have no other stake in the game. I have a full-time career. I'm a full-time caretaker to my mother and sister. I have a lot on my plate. Yet and still, I still stepped up to the plate because I know that for the South Ward specifically, we don't have good candidates. And I know that I will be that person that's going to always be unbiased and make the right decisions. At least I will try always to make the right decisions based on information that I gather.
Okay. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot. Because I'm still wrestling with horse and steak. Got no horse in the game. Got no steak in the game. What do you? What do you have?
Whatever.
You have a dog in a fight at least.
Meaning,
I don't
no
have
agenda.
A dog in a fight. No, no.
Well, she never has an have agenda. A dog in a fight. It's just council.
Right. The agenda right. isn't a personal
Ward.
Agenda.
South
right.
Ward. No. Right.
South
Trenton.
Ward is her. Agenda. Right.
Trenton. Gotcha.
Well, but right. she's but now hang on a minute, because Annette's talking about the city. You're Annette's talking about the South Ward, which you're running for. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the city.
Well, because
you know, what is it about the South Ward that you feel that you can bring to the table that's going to benefit the city as a whole, as well as the South Ward as an individual ward?
South Ward is a gem. Mm-hmm.
Of
South
course
Ward
it is
a gem.
I know that
we have the waterfront in the South Ward, and the problem is though we have properties in the South Ward that are either county, state, or city owned. You know, we have to definitely differentiate what's what
right.
in order to build it up. Now, we know we can't really touch. So the area between Cooper's and the ballpark.
That's mm-hmm. county owned.
That's
correct.
County owned.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So what are we as a city going to be able to do that? But Duck Island.
Yeah.
That whole Duck Island to Hamilton, that's the city.
Mm-hmm.
We can work on that. We can structure that. We can build on that. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a long process.
Yeah, but not. I don't mean to be interrupt. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, sure. and I get that. But as a council person, mm-hmm. Annette, does she have that power?
Advocacy, at least.
Yeah. She has the power. She took the words right.
Advocacy.
Mm-hmm. Of advocacy. But the idea is partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Partnerships are important
yes.
when it comes to issues such as this. Mm-hmm. What the county owns, what the state owns, what was mm-hmm. given to a private owner for mm-hmm. a dollar for 100 years.
Right. It sits you know, there.
The, mm-hmm. Those types. Of, and that's something that I think deserves a second look.
All right. Mm-hmm. She can be an advocate look. Then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She can absolutely be an advocate for that. But I want to get back to your representation sure. in the South Ward because sure. that's where you're going to have to focus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though your partnership will be built out, your focus is the South Ward.
Mm-hmm.
You have a huge Latina population there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to connect them?
So I've been working with the Latino community for the last at least 5 years. I just stepped down as a board member for Latino Merchants Association, working with the Latino business owners and making sure that they're comfortable, they have their proper securities, that they're staying in, they're on the tax rolls, they're paying ratables, right? I worked with the U.S. Census, so I helped to get that 10,000 people, those 10,000 extra people that we have right now in the count for the city of Trenton, I helped do that. I helped get the grant for the Latino Merchants Association to go out there and go door to door and count the Latino community. People who otherwise did not want to be counted because they thought it was an immigration scam. They thought that, you know, people were going to come knocking at the doors to come and take them back to whatever countries that, you know, they're here in a safe haven from leaving. We helped to make them understand what the census count was. Mm-hmm. Basically, I have been working with the Latino community for the past 5 years, so to gain their confidence, to gain the security, to get them registered to vote when they are able to be registered to vote, mm-hmm. you know, under those circumstances, and get them engaged civically to make them understand that you are here now, you have a voice, you want securities, then you need to have a seat at the table.
Understanding a sanctuary city, you mm-hmm. have to understand what goes with that. Mm-hmm. So as you plan, I think one of the huge, the biggest jobs for council is to understand the impact of a sanctuary city and how we need to plan and negotiate for it. Because there are a lot of folks on the outside screaming about what we should do, what we could do, and what we have to do, but they're not providing the resources for us to do it. Mm-hmm. 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 So that's a great place to start. That's a gem for you.
Thank you. Definitely.
Okay. Well, that's the second candidate for the candidate
that we've had
series.
On the show.
A great candidate.
Right.
I am number three.
Okay.
Vote for me, number three. Okay. Yes.
That's what you want to leave with. Vote for me, number three. Okay. So we're going to end this out like we did last week in the words of Mr. Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan
until they get punched in the face.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.